Welcome to the I Institute podcast, where today we're diving deep into the intricacies of human resource HR budgeting. Now, this topic, it might sound a bit dry to some, but trust me, it's the backbone of a strategic planning in any firm. The way a company allocates its funds across various HR functions like recruitment, training, and employee benefits really sets the stage for its operational efficiency and ultimately its success. So let's start at the beginning with the HR budgeting process. It's like laying down the skeletal framework for the firm's financial planning when it comes to its workforce. This process, well, it starts with pre-budget preparation. That's when HR teams take a good hard look at the past year's budget and performance and line it up against the strategic direction of the organization. They need to figure out manpower requirements, see how it fits with plans for expansion or maybe even restructuring. Now, drafting the budget, that's an exercise in each in predictive accuracy and anticipatory planning. It's all about projecting costs for prospective HR initiatives laid out in detailed financial spreadsheets. Moving on, we have the budget review phase where stakeholders pore over the proposed budget. They're looking for any oversights or discrepancies, making sure it's all aligned with realistic goals. And then there's the budget approval stage. This is where the final budget gets the nod from senior management, encapsulating a financial plan that balances operational needs with strategic goals. Now let's talk specifics with some organizational examples. Consider a multinational corporation gearing up for its HR budget. In its pre-budget prep, it might assess department performances, look at employee turnover, training ROI to pinpoint future funding needs. Drafting the budget could involve, setting aside funds for a new talent acquisition campaign, especially one that's tailored to tech advancements within the company. During the review phase, HR might realize the funds earmarked for employee development are just not enough considering the upskilling needed for a digital transformation. And finally, for budget approval, presenting a convincing case to executives could involve data-driven forecasts, even competitive benchmarking to secure that necessary buy-in. But what about the factors affecting HR budgeting? There are internal factors like organizational goals, company size, structure, and internal compliance frameworks. These all dictate the scale and complexity of HR operations. Then there are external factors to consider like industry trends, economic conditions, and legal requirements, all of which can significantly impact budgeting decisions. Case studies, especially from tech startups, highlight how external market forces can dictate HR budget allocations. A startup in a competitive landscape might allocate a larger portion of its budget to employee equity and stock options to attract top talent. Meanwhile, a multinational might funnel more funds into compliance training as global regulatory requirements tighten. Efficient HR budgeting relies heavily on the right tools and techniques. Financial software with real-time tracking, spreadsheets, and employee data systems play key roles. When it comes to budgeting techniques, there's zero-based budgeting where each expense must be justified from scratch and incremental budgeting which builds upon the previous year's budget with adjustments for the upcoming period. Each method has its pros and cons. Zero-based budgeting, for example, encourages rigorous scrutiny of costs but can be overwhelming for large organizations. Incremental budgeting is simpler but might perpetuate inefficiencies. Common pitfalls in the HR budgeting process include underestimating costs and overlooking essential budget items, which can lead to ineffective workforce management and reduced productivity. Overcoming these challenges requires accurate forecasting techniques and a process for regular review and adjustments. Looking ahead, the future of HR budgeting is likely to be shaped by technological advancements like digitization and AI, offering more precise predictive modeling and automated financial planning. Predictive analytics and data-driven budgeting will lead to more informed decision-making. In conclusion, HR budgeting is far more than a mere financial exercise. It's a strategic enabler that aligns with organizational goals, guiding the development and optimization of the workforce. For practitioners and scholars alike, diving deeper into HR budgeting promises richer insights and methods, essential for enhancing the financial and strategic planning of HR in today's fast-evolving business landscape.